Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. Without further ado, let's plug in. How Matthew McConaughey and Dave Chappelle tell captivating stories. How Matthew McConaughey and Dave Chappelle tell captivating, great, edge-of-your-seat fucking stories. So I'm listening to Matthew McConaughey on Graham Norton. He appeared on the Graham Norton show. And he's telling a story about his mother wanting to remake The Graduate. And it's a casual story. It's nothing groundbreaking. It's not one of his movie speeches. It's not one of his football speeches. It's not one of his Oscar acceptance speeches. It's a story about him and his mother, about a funny time in his life, a request that his mother made on the Graham Norton show, and Matthew McConaughey is retelling this request his mother made on the Graham Norton show about remaking The Graduate. And it has my full attention. I'm hanging on every word. I'm captivated. And Matthew McConaughey, whether he's telling a casual story on a talk show or he's deep into his acting chops, like Wolf of Wall Street. I can't help but pay attention to Matthew McConaughey. And guys like Dave Chappelle do this too. Dave Chappelle is great at telling stories. He tells one of his most riveting stories I've ever heard about a pimp in a recent special, an ice cold pimp. And a lot of the reason for this, at least from what I see, is the spacing between their words. We live in such a viral age where everything is so quick. It's rapid succession. It's talk like this, edit out all the spaces in speech, take out all the extra, trim the fat from everything you're saying, because you want to keep people's attention. You want, for even a millisecond, if there's nothing going on in your speech or the video, people are going to look away. We live in such a viral age that I feel like great storytelling has gone a little bit by the wayside. Because the way that Matthew McConaughey speaks and the way that Dave Chappelle speaks, that doesn't fit into the viral formula for TikTok, which is that you gotta make it tight and compact, and it's a 15-second video, and you have to have a lot going on, and you cut frames every half a second, and you trim the fat and everything. And it's like, that is one way to get attention. Another way to get attention, especially in long form formats like podcasting or speeches, longer videos telling stories, is to change the pitch of your voice, to use the space between the words, to let things sit. And that's something that I need to work on myself. And if you want to learn how to do that, go watch Matthew McConaughey on YouTube. Go watch Dave Chappelle on YouTube. Go watch the people that captivate you on talk shows or speeches or whatever it is, movies. Study that. Don't study TikTok. Don't study hyper-edited YouTube videos. Study the people who don't need editing for you to be captivated. They do it with the way that they speak. They do it with the way that they don't speak in between their words. And they do it with their emotions, their inflections. They allow themselves to gather up energy and they allow themselves to release it, and they sit and they don't feel like they have to always speak. They don't. It's okay to stop. And I get caught up with this in podcasting with The Ox, and also when I have guests on my other podcast, the Ox Oro podcast. I feel like space takes away from the conversation, and it doesn't. I feel like that though sometimes, where I need to keep talking to fill the gaps and always have something to say. And sometimes the best way to leave an impact is to let it sit, to take a few seconds to think, to gather the energy, to say it, to let it go, to reset. People aren't going anywhere. If you're talking about something interesting, if people like you, if people consistently are tuning into your content, they're not going to tune out because you paused for 2 seconds. Don't be afraid to change the tone. Don't be afraid to slow down. Don't be afraid to get excited. Don't be afraid to let it sit. Another thing that Dave Chappelle and Matthew McConaughey do is they're deep as fuck, and they also take these funny, insightful angles. And that's also something I've been navigating too as a content creator. Is like, yeah, I like being deep, and I like getting to the bottom, trying to get to the bottom at least of why we're here. Why the fuck are we on this planet? What is the point of all of this? I love thinking deeply like that. And at the same time, I also love being funny. I also love adding levity. And Dave Chappelle, Matthew McConaughey, they speak and they have great combinations of getting super deep and then also, you know, hitting you with a joke or hitting you with something light. Because if you're too deep all the time, it comes off as you're preaching. It gets too heavy. It's like you're telling people what to do. And if you're always funny all the time, you're a comedian like Dave Chappelle. But even now, Dave Chappelle has gotten into a lot of things where the number one deliverable from what he's saying is not comedy. It's the story and it's the meaning. And since he's come back, he's really made more of an effort to have that deep takeaway with the light stuff mixed in. So though, that is something that I'm challenging myself to do, and I also challenge you to do as well, is to pay attention to the storytellers. Don't watch TikTok or highly edited YouTube videos to learn how to tell stories. Listen to guys like Matthew McConaughey and Dave Chappelle. Learn how they use the spacing. Pay attention to it. It's something that, again, I'm working on myself, and it's going to be a lifelong journey in that respect. Pay attention to the spacing, the energy, the excitement, the emotion. And then also pay attention to the elements, the deep thinking, the explanation, also adding in jokes and levity here and there. Right when it feels like it's about to get too deep and you'll tune out, they bring you back with a little bit of joke or poke fun at something or keep it light. It's a great mix of that. And yeah, find your own voice. Pay attention to these guys, but don't just copy them. Find your own voice within what you're seeing and what you're hearing. That is my challenge to you and myself, is to pay attention to the greatest and use the takeaways that you see from them to find your own voice, to harness your own speaking, to tell your own stories. And I hope to tell you guys another story tomorrow on another episode of the Aux Podcast. I'll see you then.